Great. Well, welcome everybody to our first RL101 Identify Leadership Strengths conference call. And this is our second core learning event for this series. And Jed and Morgan, I know that you've done several of these, so you kind of know the pattern and the routine already. I'd like to acknowledge that I'm hosting this call traditional territory of the Kwinana Dun First Nation and Tonquachin Council. And we are recording it so that if anybody who wasn't able to join us can take a listen later. So I'd like to start off by welcoming Eliza, who's joining me as the second trainer for this learning event. And Eliza and I are going to take turns leading today's call. So she will introduce herself, sure, as will I. So you might have noticed that RL101 explore some of the things that recreation leaders need to know and be able to do when you're working or volunteering in your communities. Your own path in this field of recreation will start to emerge a bit more clearly as you learn more about yourself and identify your opportunities for growth as a recreation leader. Awesome. Hi, Nathan. Hi, Nathan. We just got started, and I just did see your message saying you're having a hard time with the phone.
Yeah. I finally hear you guys. Sorry about that. It took me a while, but I'm...
Awesome. And Stephanie, thanks, Nathan. It's good to hear your voice again. We have we haven't done introductions yet, so we'll get to those in just a sec. And I think, Stephanie, you just joined too, right?
Yes, I have.
Awesome. Well, I just started the recording, so you guys didn't really miss anything. I was just welcoming everybody and explaining that Eliza is joining me as a second trainer on for this learning event. So we're going to take turns leading today's call. So as you might have noticed, if you looked at the presentation slides, this learning event encourages you to recognize and talk about leadership qualities and characteristics. Identify some of the skills and things that you need to work or volunteer in community recreation roles and set your goals to work to grow as a leader. Our agenda today is similar to what we use on most of our conference calls, and we'll begin with introductions and then cover some of this week's content, and then we're going to share some thoughts about leadership in recreation. And Kumanatik, I noticed that you're in the chat. Awesome. Well, I'm so glad you guys could join us this morning. Just let me know in the chat when Andrew's there. This is Caroline speaking, and I also have Eliza today who's going to be helping me with the conference call. So we just got started. So let me just double check who we have on the call. If I don't say your name, let me know. So I know we have Jed and Morgan and Nathan and Stephanie and Kumanatik and Trevor, and Peter as well. Did I miss anybody today? And Andrew's on his way, right, Kumanatik? Excellent. And just a reminder, if you want to mute your phone, you can either use the mute that you have on your phone, or to mute yourself, you can use Star 6 as well. Hi, is that you, Joanne? Did I hear it's Joanne?
Hi, Caroline. Yes, it's Joanne on the line. Sorry, I had a patient trying to call in.
Yeah, so did Nathan as well. He said he tried for at least 10 minutes. So I don't know if we got Northwest Tell things going on today or what's happening. Hello, who just joined the call? I'm sorry I missed your name.
Hi, it's Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca, welcome. A few people have had challenges joining the call today, so we're just getting started so far. So I on the call we have Jed, Morgan, Nathan, Stephanie, Kunafik, and Trevor, waiting for Andrew. Peter's here, Joanne and Rebecca. And if I miss anybody, then we'll come back to you as we do our round of introductions. So what you'd like to do is I'll pop the questions in the chat so that if you, as with all of our calls, I invite you to share and to introduce yourself and to share your ideas. But if you prefer to listen to other people or type your answer in the chat, then you're welcome to do that as well. Stephanie says in the chat, for those of you who aren't in the chat, that she's taking another online course. And the internet is very slow today, so maybe Northwest Tel has some issues. Morgan was telling me it's rained for 2 weeks in Kugluktuk, so maybe the weather's impacting our connection somewhere. And Rebecca, hopefully you're safe over in Newfoundland, because that was quite the storm over the past week. So let's do introductions, and as you introduce yourself, if you want to share anything about the challenges with the internet or the weather in your part of the north, feel free to do so as well. So what we're going to do is we're just going to go in reverse alphabetical order by community. Last week we started off in regular order, which meant Nathan was first, and I think he went first a few times, Nathan. So this time we'll flip it around, and we're going to start with White Horse, and then we'll go from there as well. So the question for you is that when you introduce yourself, could you please tell us about what you do as a recreation leader, like what your title is, and share a strength that you have as a leadership strength. It doesn't have to be in your job. It could be that, you know, maybe you're the oldest of 8 children and you take a leadership role in your family or in a classroom situation. It can be wherever, a leadership strength that doesn't have to be work related. So I'm going to pop that in the chat, and then I'm going to invite Eliza to go first. And after Eliza, we're going to go to Peter, and then to Jed, and then to Rebecca, and then to Morgan and Joanne, and then over to Aglulik, and then to Stephanie, and then to Nathan. And we will flip that around at the end, Nathan, so you're not last each time. So the question is in the chat, if you can see it, and I'm going to invite Eliza to start us off with her answer.
Hi, everyone. It's nice to see some names for some of the learning events that I was in the spring, so I'm really excited for this opportunity. So my name's Eliza, and I'm in Whitehorse. I work at the Canada Game Centre. Right now I'm acting as the program supervisor, so I'm overseeing all of the programming areas in our facility with the exception of aquatics. And I feel that one leadership strength is to have passion about that thing that you're doing, whether it's into your job or healthy living, whether it's cooking. So just to have a passion that drives you to learn more and do better in that area. So I'm going to pass it to Peter.
Hello, my name is Peter. I'm in the same room with Caroline and Eliza, in case you're wondering why I'm on the same phone. I just accepted a job here at RPAY as the active living coordinator, and I've been working at the Canada Game Centre as a fitness specialist as well. One of the strengths that I think I have as a leader is I think I have a lot of empathy, which helps to understand the people that you work with, as well as participants for workshops and programs and stuff.
Thanks, Peter. And for those of you who might not know, Peter's working at RPAY, and RPAY stands for the Recreation and Parks Association of the Yukon. And for those of you in Nunavut, you're familiar with RPAN. Sometimes I get the two confused a little bit, but we have RPAY over in the Yukon and RPAN over in Nunavut. So I'm going to pass it on to Jed. Jed, would you like to introduce yourself, tell us where you're at, and share one of your strengths that you feel you have as a leader?
Okay. Hi, I am Jed, and I'm from Teslin. I work as the recreation assistant there. I find that I try to find creative solutions to things. One of my leadership strengths. Thanks.
Thanks, Deb. Creativity is a really important leadership trait, so thank you for sharing that. Let's go over to Rebecca. And Rebecca, I hope you've been safe and sound where you're at in Massey Drive for the last week or so. But if you'd like to introduce yourself and let us know what your role is and share a leadership strength that you feel that you have.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Penny. I'm originally from Chesterfield in Nunavut, but living in Massey Drive, Newfoundland. Thankfully, we're not close to the water up here on the Big Hill, so we weren't affected that much. Just the power outage. I work for NASA, Nunavut Arctic Sports Association, as a executive director in training. The recreation leadership, I think, just to have the love of sport and all the other athletes or the youth that see you loving the sport and try keeping it going, I think that is one of my strengths.
Thanks, Rebecca. That absolutely is an awesome strength to have, because then not only do you share what you do well and what you love, but you're also a role model for others. So thank you for sharing that, Rebecca, and I'm glad that you weren't too close to the water. So welcome. So let's go on to Morgan in Kuglitzuk. And Morgan, if you'd like to introduce yourself and share one of your leadership strengths. I know sometimes it's noisy where you are, so if it is, you can also pop that in the chat, your choice. And Morgan, you might just have to unmute because I can't hear you. Sorry. Oh, there we go. Okay, I see that in the chat. So Morgan is a youth coordinator for the hamlet of Kuglitzuk. And Morgan, if you want to pop in maybe one or two words that describe one of your leadership strengths, from the time that I've known you, I would say that you're dedicated and committed to the youth and being inclusive. That's something. Oh, and you said you're in a loud environment. Yeah, that's no worries. You can answer in the chat. So thank you so much. That's why we have both here. So thank you, Morgan. Let's go over to Joanne then. If you'd like to introduce yourself, tell us about your recreation leadership role and share one of your leadership strengths.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Joanne Friedmark, and I am from Kingay, formerly known as Cape Dorset. I work for the municipality of Kingay as the recreation director, and I also work for ARPAN as the cultural manager in training. And I believe one of my leadership skills is I'm a motivator along with an encourager. For example, I motivate my staff a lot, and they give me great feedback, stating that I'm there to encourage and support them. I think that's one of my leadership skills, that I often remind my staff that I'm there to support them if they ever have any questions or anything they need in terms of getting support.
Thank you, Joanne. And as some of you might have noticed when Joanne did her introduction in our last learning event, Joanne received the award from the Canadian Parks and Recreation Association for Emerging Leader of the Year. So again, congratulations on that. I think that your leadership strengths really shine through what you do, Joanne. Thank you. Okay, we're going to go over to Aglulik. So I think that you guys there can decide maybe who talks first, second, and third. That might be the easiest way. Just say your name first, what you do for recreation, your recreation role, and then something that is a strength that you have as a leader. So some people have shared that they're passionate, that they are empathetic, that they're creative, that they're role models because of what they love to do, or that they, as Joanne, that she motivates and encourages people. So, Kumanat, pick Trevor and Andrew. I'm not sure who wants to go first, but is it okay for you guys to decide together?
Okay. Can you guys hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, Corrales. Okay. Kung mga piyang natiyak, Recreation Coordinator for the Municipality of Victorlic, and my leadership strength is mostly tech and emails, typing, and computer work, accepting rental forms, and etc. Passing it on to Andrew.
Thank you, and welcome, Andrew.
Hello?
Your recreation role in what you do.
Hello?
Hi, Andrew.
Oh. Hi,
Your name first.
Hi, this is Andrew Akel. I'm a worker for the arena, and I do the schedule activity for the staff and people that are coming to play. That's all I can say for now.
Thanks, Andrew. And if you think of the one thing, like if somebody was to say that you're a great leader around the arena, if there's one word that they would use to describe you, you can pop that in the chat. Okay? Thank you, Andrew. And then over to Trevor.
Yes. Trevor?
Hi, Trevor. Just tell us what your role is. Like, what do you do for recreation in Iglulik?
I'll type it down through the chat.
Okay, I'll read it through the chat when you pop it into the chat. Thank you so much. Thanks to all of you from Iglulik. If you have any words that you think that people would use to describe you as leaders in your community in recreation, you can pop those in the chat. And same with you, Morgan, as well, if there's anything that you'd like to pop in there, too. Let's go over to Stephanie and then Nathan. So go ahead, Stephanie, if you'd like to introduce yourself, tell us about your recreation leadership role, and share one of your leadership strengths.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Petria. I live in Enterprise, Northwest Territories, and I am the recreation coordinator in our community. And I would have to say one of the things that I find myself as a good leader or someone to look up to is ultimately I put it down to one word, fun. Anytime I can find anything fun for the kids, for the seniors, for the youth, for the adults, anything, and I'm always open to ideas, and any kind of idea is not a silly idea. To me, it's we can expand it to include whoever we can in the community. And I'd have to say my kids, one of the best compliments I got from my daughter was she wants to be a firefighter like her mom, and she wants to be a rec coordinator like her mom, because I try to tell her all the fun stuff that I get out of it, and I keep telling her I still go to school, even though I finished high school, you can still go to school, and that's all I can say. I have tons of notes, but I'm not going to take everybody's time.
Thanks, Stephanie. This is Stephanie's last learning event for her certificate in recreation leadership. So your daughter is going to be so proud of you. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go over to Nathan. Nathan, if you just would like to introduce your role, your community, and share with us one strength that you have as a leader in your community.
Excuse me. Hi, my name is Nathan. I don't know, can you guys hear me?
We can.
Okay, good. I wasn't sure of the mute button. I'm muted. My name is Nathan Ananote, and I'm the recreation coordinator for Baker Lake, where I have lived my whole life. I think one of my leadership strengths, or what I'm known for by the people of Baker Lake, is my communication skills. I tend to never, I'll just be blunt, I never shut up. I just keep going, pushing. No, knowing it's very good for the community or it's going to benefit so many people, I think people just give in and say, okay, fine, we'll help you organize this event, or we'll help you fund this event. Just stop. And it's like, I just keep pushing, and like I said, I try and do the best I could for the community and find any programs, funding, any event, any money I could find. Outside sources of funding, anything fun for Baker Lake to do, since Baker Lake is an isolated community and an at-risk community for social problems. So I want to keep livened up, going, and the only way you gotta do that is by talking to people and other funding organizations. So yeah, I guess my communication skills is one of my best strengths.
Awesome. Thanks, Nathan. I love that. And I think, Juliana, did you just join the call as well?
Yes. Sorry about being late for organizing. We're having events every week, all week for the Truth and Reconciliation Week, and I was just able to get it.
That's totally okay. Well, we know that you're on the call. We're just going to move on with our call, and we'll get you to slide into our circle sharing for the next one. So thank you for all your introductions. I love the way you guys are describing yourselves as leaders. I want to come to your community. I'm just going to pass over to Eliza, and I'm going to have to talk a little bit more slowly because I think also the other thing I find is we get a lag time in our phones up all the way across the north, because I think the Blue Lick's like about 5,000 kilometers or 4,000 kilometers from Whitehorse. So I'll pass the phone over to Eliza for the next little bit of information.
Okay, hi everyone. So this week you're encouraged to explore leadership qualities and characteristics. In past learning events, it was mentioned that relationships are vital to being a leader. Also, that a leader provides support from behind rather than being in the limelight. Finally, leadership was also described like a tree, which grows and then shares wisdom and skills to others. When you do this week's required learning activity, it will be interesting to see if leaders in your own lives are people with whom you have close relationships or people who you don't know personally. When others post, maybe take some time to read through what they share. We read Rebecca's last night and found it very inspiring. So if you do have the presentation open, we're on slides 6 and 7, and maybe just go look at slide 7 if you have that open. It offers two different resources to help you think about upbringing and culture influences how we are as leaders. I'd like to take a moment to ask you to share how you think leadership might be different based on our culture, our upbringing, or even where we live. So I think when we do this round of answering these questions, let's just be as quick as we can so that we have time to get through everyone. So maybe taking 10 seconds to go around in the same order that we started with. So Caroline will start us off, and then we'll continue on. So I'm going to pass it over to Caroline.
So one of the things that I think of is I grew up not in the North, and in my culture, a leader was always somebody in a position with some power and authority. But after living in the Yukon for 35 years, I've learned that leadership comes from many different people, and there's many different leaders in our communities. So that's kind of my perspective. I'm going to pass the phone over to Peter to share his perspective in 10 seconds or less.
When I think of a leader, I think it really depends on the situation. Like, sometimes you want a leader who will really share and can get information from everyone and input from everyone. And sometimes you want a leader that will make decisive decisions depending on what you need. So it really depends on the situation.
Thanks, Peter. So we're going to go to Rebecca. And Rebecca, in about 10 seconds, maybe can you share how you think leadership might be based differently based on your culture, upbringing, or even where you live?
I can say, like, I really look up to my mom and my sister, and they were the rocks of my my family. But then we had a very strong fight. My grandmother was known, like, the grandmother of our my hometown, Chesterfield, where she had 13 children, so she had to be a big group, including her children and grandchildren, so.
Awesome. Thanks, Rebecca. Yeah, a lot of times I think family members really influence us, especially in leadership roles. So thank you for sharing that. All right, so we're moving on to Morgan. So 10 seconds, quickly share what you think leadership might be based different on culture, upbringing, or even where we live. You can also type in Morgan, yeah. That's fine. You can pop it in the chat and we can read it.
Hi. Hi. I think the leadership comes from where I'm from. It's either by culture, because, like, say there's one guy who is strongly connected with the land and knows everything, knows the way to anywhere, knows how the weather is going to be by predictions, by the clouds, by the winds, or anything. One with the most knowledge, I think, is the leader of, like, the most people look up to, like, the one connected with nature and the land.
Great. Thanks for sharing, Morgan. Yeah, those knowledge keepers in our community are so valuable, and they really do support and build up strong leaders. So thank you for sharing that. Okay, moving on to Joanne. So in about 10 seconds, how do you think leadership is based, maybe different based on culture, upbringing, or even where we live?
I apologize on that. I quickly got a pass. I've got a staff member here who I'm currently speaking with. I'm going to pass on that. Sorry.
No worries. Thanks, Joanne. Okay, so we'll move to Iglukic. They've popped it in the chat, so I'm just going to read. So leadership is standing together, not standing over followers, as a whole, making things possible. So thanks, Andrew, Trevor, and Kumanathik. So thank you three, for popping that in the chat for us. So Stephanie, maybe just in 10 seconds, share how you think leadership might be different based on culture, upbringing, or even where we live.
I think leadership really depends on the person themselves. It can be in any location, any upbringing, or any culture. And I think the leader really depends on where they travel, where they go, where they educate themselves or find education, and all walks of any kind of places, people, even Mother Nature, and the leader willing to share that experience with other people. So I think, and being a good role model.
Great. Thanks, Stephanie. All right, Juliana, do you want to share or pop in the chat how you think leadership might be different based on our culture, upbringing, or even where we live?
Yes, I think that's something interesting that I have not just learned but seen on a daily basis is the example of Inuit leadership, where Inuit lived in a smaller family groups. They didn't have a real leader or chief like the other First Peoples group. So we see how in the leadership they would be this strong characteristic of wanting to serve for the common good of the group and of the people without this expectation of recognition or reward. So I think that this is an important aspect of the leadership based here from what I've seen and where I live.
Great. Thank you so much for that perspective. I'm just going to pop back because Trevor popped something in the chat that we wanted to share. So Trevor says, to me, leaders are our elders. We have followed them since we can remember. So I think, yeah, great, Trevor, for recognizing that elders have so much knowledge to share, and it's such a valuable part of upbringing, and I think that's a really great memory to share with the group. So thank you for popping that in the chat. So Nathan, we'll round out the question with you. So if you want to share in about 10 seconds how you think leadership might be different based on our culture, upbringing, or even where we live.
Well, I'm told that in the olden days, the best hunter was our leader, because it meant that he was more knowledgeable, more educated, smarter. So we would survive better if he led everyone, or that person led everyone. I know we're more modern today, but education, we still pick our leaders who are the smartest, who's more knowledgeable of the land, because it proves that they're smart. They know what they're doing. So, the more things change, the more they stay the same. So I know. Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks. Yeah, no, thanks, Nathan. I think that's a great share as well. Kind of rounds things out and just gives different perspectives too, right? We're all from a really diverse place across the North and really spread out. So I think that it's great to be able to see some common threads through this, but also just fresh perspectives. So thank you everyone for sharing. I'm going to pass it back over to Caroline for the rest of the chat. So thank you everyone.
Thanks, Eliza. I really like what you guys shared. Like I popped some responses to you in the chat, and I just appreciate hearing how each person, how leadership is a personal sort of thing, because I think that helps us understand better what our roles are in recreation in our communities. So as you may have seen on slide 8 and also from our conversation so far, there's so many different ways to be a leader in recreation. It might be who you are, or as Nathan said, what you're able to do, what you can demonstrate you can do. It might be the experience and wisdom that you carry. So on slide 9, we've explained that community recreation leaders fill a variety of roles, and really our role as a recreation leader in our communities is to make our communities a better place to live, work, and play. I think it was Trevor popped in the chat that in the arena, his role is to make sure people are safe. So, yeah, you're making your community a better place because you're helping people stay safe when they're playing and having fun. When you recognize the leadership characteristics and qualities and think about how you and others show these, then you help yourself grow as a leader. Some of you in Nunavut might know David Clark. He's the recreation coordinator in Rankin Inlet. And on slide number 10, we've shared a story from of David's perspective. Actually, the slide number, I noticed that I got it wrong, but it says slide 11, but it's supposed to be slide 10. Sorry about that. David shared a story with us when he helped us win the Arctic Inspiration Prize, which helped us create this training program. And the one thing in David's message that I really liked is he talked about leadership being shared among many different people. And Kuminalpeck, you explained the same sort of thing. You talked about leadership as standing together and not standing over, and that when we all stand together, we make more than possible. And I think that that's one of the things that also aligns with David's perspective on recreation. And David went on to lead a team that won the Arctic Inspiration Prize later on for a hockey program in Rankin Inlet. So I don't know if
Trevor, I think you're the one who's a hockey player, if you ever got to go to Rankin and play hockey or not. So it's a really great way to describe that. So if David is right that we need many people to be leaders in different ways in our communities, how do we do this? So recreation leaders are so important to community recreation. If we don't have leaders for recreation, it doesn't matter if we have a new arena or a community hall or if we've got new fitness equipment or lots of grant money for our programs. Because we can't do anything if we don't have leaders. So leadership is what makes recreation happen. And that's why all of you are so important in your communities. So before we wrap up our call, I'd like us to share our ideas about how do we strengthen recreation leadership in our communities. In other words, if you're the only person in your community that's the recreation leader, sometimes it can get exhausting. Sometimes you can get tired. You can get burned out because people always want you to be doing things for them, and it's hard to take time for yourself. So it's really important that we do what Kumanopic mentioned and also what David Clark mentioned. We need to share the leadership for recreation. But how do we make more people take on those leadership roles in recreation? So that's my question to you. And I'm going to flip the circle order this way around. So, Nathan, we're going to start with you. And I'm going to give you a little bit more than 10 seconds this time, maybe in about 20 seconds, 20 to 30 seconds. Then you can answer the question. So let me put the question in the chat. And while you're thinking about it, I'm going to ask Eliza to answer it first.
Nothing like being put on the spot a little bit. Okay, so hi, everyone. So I think... when I think about strengthening leadership in recreation in the community of around Whitehorse area, I really think about making strong connections with the youth in our community, because they're the ones who are going to be coming into the workforce or maybe volunteering. Maybe some of them are ready to do that now and maybe not within a few years. So really fostering a positive relationship with the youth and getting to know them and meeting them where they're at. I think, you know, in Whitehorse at our community center, we see a lot of youth that are maybe considered at-risk youth. And I think it's our job to meet the youth where they're at and also remember that we were youth at one point in our life. And we probably did have someone in our life at that time that, you know, extended an olive branch, so to speak, and really tried to support us along our journey as a youth. So, yeah, I think that that's a really great way that I work towards strengthening leadership in our community to bring these new leaders up in a really important, positive environment.
Thanks, Eliza. And just before we go to Nathan, I know Joanne had to leave the call, but that's something I think is happening in Kinggate where Joanne is. She's got more people working with her than what Kinggate has had in the past. And, you know, she talked about how she motivates and encourages them. So thank you for sharing that. So Nathan, let's go over to you. How can we strengthen leadership for recreation in our communities and across the North? Or how can we get more people to be recreation leaders?
Yeah, we actually talked about that because recreation coordinators is sort of like a revolving door in Baker Lake. Well, it's probably like that in a lot of places. Rec coordinators in Baker Lake tend to become mayors or MLAs or ministers, like, because they're doing such a good job with the people end up voting them into office. And that's why it's very hard to keep rec coordinators for long term in Baker Lake. So I guess every time a new rec coordinator came, everything stopped and had to start over. So it'd be nice if it could be spread around. Like, I don't know if there'd be like more than one rec coordinator, like three employees. That way, in case one leaves, the other two can pick up the slack. I don't know, spread the week or offer more training so that more staff wear more hats, can do other things, be flexible. I don't know. It's a tough call.
It is tough. I really love what you said about how awesome recreation coordinators are, because we develop really good skills in recreation, and then everybody wants us to go do something else because those skills are so good. So good point there, Nathan. Definitely a challenge. Over to you, Juliana. What do you think are some ideas about how we can either strengthen leadership for recreation or get more people to help lead recreation in our communities?
I agree with one of the things that was just said before, how the recreation position is that you mentioned, that is, we've seen for the last four recreation leaders here, they left because of the burnout of the job. So at some point, I know that we can better address what is the recreation and identify different people or organizations or departments that could support this role, because it can get to a point where it's too much and people, they get lost in what to do, and then we always have here the they say, oh, but we don't have funding for more people, so you need to be the only one responsible for all that. So I think there's better planning for the and I think you're putting a route for the municipality to see, okay, what is exactly that we need to deliver? How can we get the partners that could help us deliver those problems? How can we deliver everything that we have planned without putting into just one person? So finding sources of funding, splitting in between recreation coordinator, recreation officers, partnership with programs or places like ARPAN, just to make sure that we don't have it all in just one person. I think this is one of the main things that we have seen here for the past 15 years.
Thanks, Juliana. And I did just go back to your introduction that you did in our last learning event, and you said that you're the coalition manager. And I was really curious. I haven't heard that title before. Is it your job to try and get people to work together to make things like recreation stronger?
Yes. This is exactly what actually I started this year as the recreation manager for, and then they got somebody else for the position. I came over to the coalition. And it's good your feedback, because today there's a national meeting for coalitions. We're just here in Nunavut, actually, we just have two active coalitions. That is the one here in Cambridge Bay, one in Bang. But we don't have it in the Northwest Territories, but we have one in the Yukon. And we're trying to show people how we can strengthen programs. We can help different organizations or departments to identify the needs. So let me give you an example really quickly, in one minute. I work with different departments, like the Department of Justice, the Department of Health, Family Service, the Friendship Society or nonprofits. And then lately, I give you one of the examples, we were addressing vandalism. And here in our community, we had the kids and youth going through this problem. So we needed to just come together, everybody, to say, okay, how can we address this? How can we support the youth? How can we create new programs? But then everybody will come just for recreation, and I cannot keep facilities open 24 hours per week, every day, with one staff. So we just come together to talk to everybody, say, okay, what is your mandate? Can you include this? What is your mandate? Can you volunteer for one of those events? Because people, they sometimes meet and they can easily say, oh, how about that pool that is now? How about the arena? How about the programs here for kids, for youth? How about all the dance, all the kickball, all the beating, all the... Okay, let's get together. Let's see how your mandate will fit into with the mandate for the recreation for the municipality. And how can you all support? So then we can look for better funding. We can explain why the people they are working those hours. We can explain why do we need those facilities. So we are still at the early age of the planning, but I do know that we can move on. We just need those get together, everybody get on the same page. I don't know if it happens in different communities, but here sometimes people, they want to take the ownership of the one offering those programs, like, oh, that person's so great because they did that program at that time for somebody. Or, and we're trying to come together and say, look, we just want to make sure that the people here, not just all the, now we're having like some family issues, so couples here come, okay, we want a more place for recreation because we don't have place together, we don't have, so it's addressing those problems through the coalition, then I'm trying to support the recreation and a different organization.
Thanks so much for sharing that, Juliana. And again, I'm just going to say that that goes back to what Kumanoksik mentioned about, you know, getting people to stand together, because, and that's what leadership is. So it can be a challenge, but sounds like you're working really hard to do that. Morgan, thanks so much for popping in the chat. It's okay if you have to leave early, but I really appreciate you letting me know that. Thank you for joining the call today. I look forward to talking to you next week as well. So we're going to go to Stephanie and then over to Iglulik to sort of either say how we can strengthen leadership for recreation across the North or how you can just get more people in your community to help lead with recreation. So Stephanie first and then over to Iglulik.
Hello. I think how we can get more people to get into recreation would be, I'd say personally, through networking with other leaders and getting ideas, and also learning how to delegate small tasks with any participants or anyone involved in an activity or an event, and just kind of encouraging them, especially the youth. If you give them a small job to help you, even picking, counting the people that are in an event or something like that, but anything to make them feel special and important, walking around with a clipboard and a pen and just helping them, like, or encouraging them that, hey, you could be part of this too. You don't have to just sit there and kind of, but you can help with any way that they can. And I think just giving them that little bit of experience where, hey, I'm helping out, and I think that might just kind of open up, like, more, like, where they can expand themselves. And also by being a role model, just kind of, you know, as myself being a firefighter, like, I love having the kids on the fire truck every time we have an event and stuff. So I would say, I think that's it. That's all I have written down.
That's awesome, Stephanie. And I just said, you know, delegating is hard to do, but you're exactly right. It's really important if we want more leaders. So thank you. So Kumanoksik, Trevor, and Andrew, I'm wondering if together you had a thought about how to get more people to be recreation leaders in your communities, how to get more people to stand up with you and help.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
All right. Definitely with the committee, more than one, like societies, committees, and community members through meetings and program sessions, going to programs, clubs, and look at what are the boundaries and extend those boundaries through the eyes of committees, societies, and community members.
That's great. Do you have a recreation committee or recreation board in your community of Iglulik?
We used to have some, but it's been more than a year now that we're trying to get a committee.
Yeah, it's hard to get that, especially when people are helping with other things. Do you have a youth committee or anything like that, or an elders committee that help with recreation?
There's what we know of are the only community wellness committee. About a year or two ago, we used to have only six members for the rec communities, but it pretty much vanished within less than a year.
Yeah, I've heard that from other Nunavut communities as well. I think it's really hard because there's already a lot for people to do, so it's hard to get that leadership. But just even having the three of you do the training, like Nathan talked about, more training,
And I think having a team of three people take this training together, I've already heard the three of you mention how helpful and supportive it is, and the fact that you can talk about it together in your community, and then you can talk about things with the rest of us, and I think that will help build your capacity and hopefully make it so you don't get burned out at the jobs that you do. Thank you very much. Did anyone else from Iglulik want to share anything, or was that sort of a shared answer?
They said they agree with what I said.
Awesome. Thank you. So let's go over, Joanne and Morgan have had to sign off. So, Rebecca, and you know, I really appreciate what you posted already, because I think you might have some ideas about strengthening leadership for recreation in communities or developing more leaders. What are your thoughts around how we can build more leadership for recreation?
The third person that spoke, sorry, I didn't catch her name. I basically have the same thoughts as her, but like, keep things interesting and like, be positive, have a routine, just keep your athletes happy and like, so stick around and eventually become the leader.
Thanks, Rebecca. Yeah, go ahead,
Rebecca. Yeah, awesome. I'm glad that you also see that, Rebecca. Yeah, because I really feel that, the youth, they're coming into the workforce, and if we can build those strong relationships, then it's just going to be easier for them. They have those relationships already coming into recreation. So awesome. Thanks for sharing.
Okay, I'm going to pass the phone over to Peter to ask him to share his reflections on how we can build more leadership for recreation.
Okay. So to strengthen leadership for recreation in our communities, I think similar to the youth thing, just putting diverse demographics into leadership roles, whether that is having more men, more women, people who are non-binary, or having leaders who are young and older, having leaders of different cultural backgrounds. Ultimately, you'll be representing more of your community by having the leaders there, and people will feel represented and heard. And that would probably help even build more leaders, because more people would feel like they can empower to be in a leadership position.
Awesome. Thank you, Peter. Thanks, everyone, for sharing. I really appreciate your thoughts on leadership. I think it's a really good lead-in to the required learning activity that is due on Sunday, and that required learning activity is to ask you to reflect on our conversation today and the readings that you did this week. And then in a post, explain how someone in your life is a leader and how you are a leader. And you can do that in whatever way works best for you. If you want to use pictures or a drawing instead of words, I'm okay with that too. And then when you've posted, please read some of the other people's posts as well. Next week, we'll take a bit of time to explore competencies, which just refers to sets of skills and knowledge and attitude that we use as recreation leaders. You're going to take a bit of time next week to develop your own growth plan as a leader. So you might want to look ahead to week two just so you know what's coming up, because it might take a little bit more time to do that growth plan as your second required learning activity as compared to what the one this week takes. So I'd just like to remind you that in recreation, you have an opportunity to become a leader and a role model, and you already are in the lives of children and elders, family members, and community who come to your programs and your special events. It might be something to think about tomorrow, which is the Day of Truth and Reconciliation, where we say every child matters. And I think that in recreation, we know that every child matters. Every child needs to have access to recreation, be included, and be part of. So to wrap up today's call, I just would like to say thank you and recognize the huge commitment that you all make to being role model leaders in your own communities and in your own ways. Our discussions on the phone and in the forum will hopefully help you continue your journey forward as a recreation leader And hopefully you'll stay in recreation for a while and not, as Nathan said, get scooped up as a politician or something like that. So that wraps up our first conference call. I'd like to thank Eliza for helping me facilitate that call. And I'm going to stop this conference call recording, but if you have any questions, just stay on the line, and when the conference call stops, I'm happy to answer them. So I'd like to say Gunatish, merci, Kwana, Janamik, thank you, and merci for joining us today, and we'll talk to you next week, which is October already.